This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Residents of the Lehigh Valley may take convenient internet access for granted, but not so far away, rural residents of Pennsylvania often struggle to get online. And a lack of internet access can have a disastrous effect on a community and its residents. I'm joined by Jordan Wolman, the editor-in-chief of the Lehigh University student newspaper, The Brown and White. He's written a powerful online feature story on the subject of rural internet access for WLVR.org. Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate you having me on.
Your story focuses on Wayne County, Pennsylvania. It's about 90 minutes north of the Lehigh Valley. Let me ask you about one character we meet right off the bat, Tim Westgate. Tell me about him and the workarounds he's had to make to get internet access.
So I think Tim Westgate represents a lot of what we're seeing with the pandemic right now, where, yes, he's facing inconveniences, he's facing his own challenges. It doesn't help that he has to drive to the library or get in his boat anytime he wants to access the internet or make a call.
So you mentioned getting into his boat, which was an amazing detail. He literally takes his boat out into the middle of a nearby lake where he can get an internet signal at times.
But what's interesting about his situation is it's really about his son. He recently graduated from a technical school where he would require a license to practice physical therapy. And it was a nightmare the way he described, Tim Westgate described his son's process, where the licensing boards and other state agencies were shut down early in the spring. And so here he is trying to move to Pennsylvania with his father, Tim Westgate, in Wayne County. And it's just kind of a nightmare situation.
You brought up a lot of really interesting examples about how the pandemic has changed things. And it's because it's not just about streaming movies, right? And entertainment.
That's right. It's a lot more than that. It's connecting to Zoom classes for school. It's accessing unemployment insurance if the state agencies are closed. It's these really vital, basic things that already the community was struggling with before the pandemic. But when everything moves online, then all of a sudden what you can access is so much more limited. It just shows with how impactful it is throughout the whole community.
Let me ask you how the situation in Wayne County compares to the rest of rural Pennsylvania.
It's not a good situation in Wayne County. It's not the worst situation in Pennsylvania. There are counties with even less infrastructure in place to support internet, even less development. And it just goes to show just how many residents, right, are struggling with this issue. If this, we're just talking about one county for the most part in this story, you broaden that out to the over 800,000 rural Pennsylvanians without internet. It really, you know, really builds a strong case for this is a serious issue impacting people all across the state.
We don't have time to really explore all the root causes, but in brief, what are the causes and what are the possible remedies for Pennsylvanians who are having a hard time getting online?
Causes, it's a complicated picture in Pennsylvania where you have these archaic laws that are still in place holding Pennsylvania back and really kind of benefiting the telecommunications companies in the sense that they're not held to the same standard of speed and broadband that they are required to provide as they possibly should be.
And these have to do with sort of the levels of service, the amount of data that you can run through the wires. And of course, our expectations have risen so much in the last 20 years on that subject.
Absolutely. In terms of solutions, it's interesting because now's the time, right? Like now is the time to get this right. And the state has, you know, kind of picked up in terms of their attention toward this issue and action they've taken towards this issue. For example, the state passed a law just recently that Governor Wolf signed that allows electrical cooperatives that are meant to provide electricity to now use their capacity and their infrastructure to support broadband internet.
So those potentially are legislative solutions.
That's right. And you bring up a good point in the sense that there's also a push to get the telecommunication companies to act on their own and kind of do away with this theory that it's just not profitable for them to do business in rural communities, when in reality, some sources say in the story that the demand is actually there and it may be higher than they think. So some are calling for subsidies to incentivize those telecommunications companies to build out in the rural areas where it may be harder to reach and it may be more expensive to do business. So mm-hmm. there's kind of a sense that it's going to take a village to make this happen.
A public-private partnership, potentially. Jordan Woolman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brad. I really appreciate you having me on.
Jordan Woolman is the editor-in-chief of The Brown and White at Lehigh University. His story on the challenges of obtaining internet services in rural Pennsylvania is being published on WLVR.org. It's called A Crisis of Connectivity, Internet Access in Rural Pennsylvania, and was funded by the Pulitzer Center through a local crisis reporting grant.